You got everything ready?
Yes, sir. It's all here. Hot water, towel, brush, shaving soap, razor, and smelling salts.
Smelling salts?
Yeah, I can't stand the sight of blood.
Shut your eyes and start shaving me. I mean, hurry up. I've got a date.
Okay. Well, I get the cap off this new tube of shaving cream.
New tube? What happened to the old tube? There ought to be one more shave in it.
But, boss, you've been saying that since last March.
What?
Now, I didn't mind when you made me run it through the ringer.
Now, look. Look, Roger.
And I didn't mind when you asked Mr. Wilson to sit on it.
Look, Roger.
Now, but when you made me take it down to the Union Station and lay it on the railroad track, that was going too far.
All right, Roger. If you say it's empty, I'll take your word for it. Go ahead, you can open up that new tube.
Okay. You want me to christen it with a bottle of champagne?
No. Now go ahead and lather my face.
Yes. Look at that soap roll. Are you still under that bomb?
Yes, but be careful with our razor.
Okay. Now let's see. 2 ears, 1 nose, 1 chin.
2 ears, 1 nose, 1 chin. Rochester, what are you writing that down for?
After I finish shaving you, I call roll.
What?
And if there's anything missing, just call me Shaky.
Stop being funny. I told you I've got a date. I'm taking this Livingston to see Dunninger at the Shrine Auditorium.
Dunninger?
Yes, you know, the mind reader. So please get started with the shave.
Yes. There's the door.
Come in.
Remember me? I'm Hyman Peabody, the insurance salesman.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come on in, Hyman.
Sit down, Mr. Peabody. You're next.
Yes, you'll find some magazines on that couch. Sit down.
Oh, I didn't come for shade.
No.
I came over to tell you that while going through our files, we found the policy you took out when you were 22 years old.
Oh, yes, yes. What about it?
Well, it's been gathering dividends all these years, and the money's lousing up our office.
Well, I'll come over in the morning and pick it up.
Thank you. Well, I gotta go home now, Mr. Benny. My wife's waiting for me.
Oh, well, goodbye, Herman.
We've been married 12 years today, and I'm celebrating my iron anniversary.
Your iron anniversary?
Yeah, you've gotta be made out of iron to be married to my wife for 12 years.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. At least she let me rust in peace.
Little ad-libbing fool, that's good. Go out, Irvin.
Bye.
I like to meet his wife sometimes. Rochester, be careful with that razor.
Yes, sir. Now, lean way back and lift your chin up. I want to get the neck nice and smooth.
Okay. Rochester, what did you stop for?
I was just wondering, boss. Do you think this would be a good time to ask you for a raise?
No, it wouldn't, and wipe the soap off my face. Answer the phone, Roger.
Yes, sir.
Rochester. Hello, Rochester. Look, I want to speak to Mr. Benny.
Just a minute, Mr. Harris. It's for you, boss.
Okay, well, I'm talking on the phone, getting my shirt and things ready. Hello?
Hello, Jackson. This is Bill.
What do you want, Bill?
Well, I got a problem. My arranger hired another harp player for my band. Now, I don't mind class, but what am I going to do with two harpers?
Two harpers? You never had a harpers before.
Are you crazy? Who do you think that guy is that's there every week running his fingers up and down them strings?
That's the piano tuner. He works for NBC.
Oh.
While you're talking about your orchestra, Phil, why don't you move your drums back a little? They're too loud.
Well, don't worry about that, Jackson. I gave my drummer the air. I don't like the way he votes.
It's awful to fire a man because of his political beliefs.
Well, I don't think so. Last week, Downbeat Magazine took a poll and he voted me, the band leader, most likely to become a bum.
Well, Phil, you can't blame one guy for a landslide. Anyway, I gotta hang up. I have to meet Mary. I'm taking her to see Dunninger.
Dunninger? The FBI shot him long ago.
That's Dunninger! This is Dunninger, the mind reader.
Oh.
Anyway, Phil, I'll see you later.
Okay, so long, Jackson.
Here you been, boss.
Thanks.
Well, let me help you.
Rochester, I can dress myself. While I'm gone, see that... Oh, darn it, look what I did, Rochester. I pulled a button off.
That's all right, boss. You can wear your other shoes.
I don't like my other shoes.
Well, if you're going to wear them, you ought to nail the ice case back on.
I'll do that when I get to New York. Well, so long, Rochester. If Miss Livingston calls, tell her I'm on my way. Gee, it's nice out. I'm glad I got my boots on. If I didn't walk over to Mary's house now and then, I wouldn't get any exercise at all.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Hello. Gee, she turned around. Oh, well, that's the price of being a celebrity.
How do you do, Mr. Benny?
Hello. What do you know? She turned around, too.
I'm sorry, Mr. Benny. I really didn't mean to stare.
Oh, that's all right. Quite all right. I'm used to it. I wonder what it is that makes girls turn around and look at me.
Your garter is dragging.
Oh, would you mind turning around, please?
I'm going anyway. Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Darn it, this garter. Hello, little dog. Come here. Come here, little doggy. Wait, let go of my garter. Come back here. Come back here. Come. I better fix this garter before somebody... Woo! Madam, that boy of yours isn't funny. For heaven's sake.
Junior, put away your boom beam shooter and come on.
Boom, boom. Beam. Well, hello, Amos.
Hello, Miss Benny.
Hello, Andy.
Hi, Mr. Benny.
Miss Benny, I hope you don't forget that you're going to be on our program next Friday.
Yes, sir. We is counting on you.
Oh, I won't forget. See you Friday night.
Say, Andy, he's supposed to be a big comedian. He ain't said nothing funny.
Just like I told you, Amos, he ain't nothing without Rochester.
Were you boys talking to me?
No.
We didn't say nothing. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Ta-dam. Gosh, imagine. Amos and Andy have been on the air for 12 years as comedians. They didn't say anything funny. Oh, well, it'll be fun being on their show. Right. I'm going to take Rochester with me.
Oh, hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Don. What are you doing here in front of the drugstore?
Oh, just going in for a Coke.
Good. I'll join you.
There's a gentleman here to see you.
Oh, wouldn't you know it? Just when I have a date. What's his name?
It's, I forgot.
What does he look like?
Well, he's tall and handsome.
Wonder who that can be.
He's got broad shoulders.
Well.
And his dog is dragging.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I wonder what Jack's doing here so early. Broad shoulders, handsome. Where did that come from?
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Livingston. I went to the movies last night, and I was still thinking about my favorite movie actress.
Who's that?
Peter Lorre.
Oh, well, I guess it's all the way you look at it. Now, Pauline, I wish you'd help me with my hair, please.
Yes, ma'am. Gee, Miss Livingston, you have such pretty curls.
Well, thank you.
Gee, I wish I had curls like that, but every time I make curls, something happens to them, especially when I have a date. Like last week, I had a date, and my curls came out, but the week before, I didn't have a date, and the curls came out anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, I guess not.
Hey, Mary, how about it? Aren't you ready yet?
I'll be out in a minute, Jack.
A minute. What am I supposed to do while I'm waiting?
Well, for one thing, you can fix your garter.
Huh? Oh, darn, it's dragging again. Must have happened when I skipped across the street. Mary, you turned that corner too sharp.
Jack, this is my car, and I know how to drive it.
Well, take it easy. Watch out for that man. Put your foot on the brake. Slow down. You're getting too close. Watch out.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, stop being so nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Then get back inside the car.
All right, but take it easy. I don't want to miss Dunninger. Hey, Mary, here we are at the Shrine Auditorium.
The phone number that you are thinking about is HU21749. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Dunninger.
Jack, he's wonderful. He's read everybody's mind correctly so far.
Yeah, but it must be some sort of a trick. See, I remember when I was in Vaudeville, once I went out with a lady mind reader, it was all a phony.
You mean she didn't read your mind?
Of course not. Twice she slapped my face for the wrong reason.
Well,
And then once, when...
Quiet, Jack, quiet.
We get a fourth from the lady in the third row, front aisle seat. Her name is Mrs. Nussbaum.
No.
Madam, your full name is Mrs. Beverly W. Nussbaum.
That's right, Mrs. Beverly Wilshire Nussbaum.
Beverly of Wilshire Nussbaum?
Junior. That's my full name.
Mrs. Nussbaum, the problem on your mind is a serious one. You're married, and yes, you're in love with another man. Quite correct so far.
You are intriguing me. Continue, please.
Well? I must advise you that the man you're in love with is not you. You haven't a chance.
I haven't?
No. Charles Boyer is already married.
Now you challenge me. So what are you advising I should do, Mr. Dottinger?
Well, go back to your husband and forget Charles Boyer.
Forgetting him, I can't. Then Charles Boyer is saying, come this me. Come this me to the Casbah. I am arriving there 10 minutes ahead of you. And when I saw him making love to Ingrid Bergman, I said to myself, if Boyer can be so wonderful with gaslight, imagine when he starts cooking with electricity. What a man.
Well, Mrs. Nussbaum, I advise you to forget about Boyer.
Uh-huh. Maybe you could arrange for me Van Johnson. For him, I could go in.
No, madam. My advice is for you to go back home to your husband.
With this kind of advice, I'm paying money.
Boyer, Van Johnson. See, Mary, he didn't help her.
And now, I have fourth wave coming to me from a man on the fourth row. I get the name of Bennett or Benny, Jack Benny.
Jack, that's you. Stand up.
Oh, I don't want everybody to look at me.
Mr. Benny, please concentrate. Stand up.
Yes, Mr. Dillinger. Or Dunninger. Bill Harris.
Mr. Benny, a thought comes to me that 2 weeks ago you lost a dollar bill.
A dollar bill? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
And the serial number on that dollar bill was K155134. Wait a minute. I don't seem to get the last three numbers.
518. That's what it was.
Well, how did you know?
What do you think he reads at night?
Mary, quiet.
Now, Mr. Benny, you have another problem. You have a radio program, and you're looking for a singer. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I've looked everywhere.
Well, Mr. Benny, I don't predict, but I do think I can help you out.
Really?
Well, let me concentrate. I see a gas station. It's on the corner of 3rd and La Cienega.
3rd and La Cienega.
If you go to that gas station, you'll find there's a young man waiting there to fill your tank. He's a young gentleman with red hair. I get the name of Stephen... Larry Stevens.
Larry Stevens?
Yes. The boy never sung professionally. He has been working in that gas station for several months since he was honorably discharged from the Army Air Force. He is 21 years old, weighs 165 pounds, and is a graduate of Fairfax High School in Hollywood.
Larry sings.
He has a very nice voice and sings all the time, even when he's working.
He does?
Yes, and now, Mr. Benny, the sport is fading away. That's about all I can think of.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dunninger.
Oh, Mr. Benny, one thing more.
Yes, sir?
Your garter is dragging.
Thank you. Mary, please, I'll fix it myself. Why are you turning here? This isn't the way home.
I'm going to 3rd and La Cienega to that gas station.
Oh, Mary, are you falling for that stuff? How does Dunninger know?
Well, what have we got to lose? Anyway, there's a gas station he was talking about, and I'm driving in.
Oh, all right. This is so silly.
Jack, look. Here comes the attendant, and just like Dunninger said, he's got red hair.
Yeah. Oh, it's just a coincidence, that's all.
Yes, ma'am?
4 gallons of gas, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Got red hair. So what? Dunninger. Sings while he works. Listen to that. Some boy.
That's the gasoline pump.
Anyway, you fall for anything. As soon as he puts the gas in, let's get out of here.
I'll find you in the morning sun. And when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing you.
Jack, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that'll show you where...
Quiet.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris, or an April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again?
Should I check the oil and water?
Yes. Yes. Check it.
All the scenes in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the past has passed away. The children's carousel, the chestnut tree, are wishing well. In everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon. But I'll be seeing April in Paris. Who can I run to but you?
Thank you. do you know about that? Say, Larry, he's pretty good.
Of course he's good.
I'm going to tell him. Hey, Larry.
Huh?
Come here a minute, Larry.
Well, how did you know my name?
Oh, I know everything. Your full name is Larry Stevens.
Gee.
And not only that.
Oh, brother.
Quiet, Larry. You're 21 years old, and you graduated from Fairfax High School.
Gosh.
You were in the Army Air Force, and you weigh 165 pounds.
166.
You had lunch. See, kid, I know everything.
Gee, what's my mother's name?
Your mother? I'm sorry, the thought seems to be fading away.
What's my name?
Mary... Now, cut that out. Larry, I'd like to talk to you for a minute. My name is Jack Benny.
Jack Benny? You mean Jack Benny, the radio comedian?
Yes, sir. Now, look, Larry. I'm trying to find a singer for my program, and from hearing you sing just now, I think you might fit in.
Gee, do you, Mr. Benny?
Yes, and I'd like to talk to you about it. I'll tell you what, Larry. Come over to my broadcast next Sunday, and we'll get together on a deal. How about it?
Oh, boy, I'll sure be there, Mr. Benny.
All right, kid, we'll be looking for you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Larry.
Goodbye. Gee whiz. Me on the radio. Oh, boy. Wait till I tell my folks.
I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
The Jack Benny Show is rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies. Now, in the time remaining, let's listen to Phil Harris and his orchestra. Okay, Phil?
Change in the weather. Bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm thinking. You can't keep your rig if you think that I would care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.